Maybe not. Y'all may not find all that exciting. It's a question of interpretation of the tax code in the context of ad valorem taxes. So no one's going to jump up during the course of this argument and argue you can't handle the truth. But Ms. Alexander, would you go ahead and please call the next case?
May it please the court. Good afternoon, Your Honors. It is an objective fact that the Jack County Appraisal District had no legal authority to appraise JW Power's dealer's heavy equipment inventory at issue in this case. The result was taxation of JW Power's property in excess of 48 times that provided by the Texas tax code and in a county where taxable value was zero. Prior to 2012, the Jack County Appraisal District could have taxed this property. But the legislature made a change to the code in 23-1241, which allowed for leased dealers' heavy equipment inventory to be taxed under the DHEI statute in the tax code. The appraisal districts, almost 100 across the state of Texas, including Jack County Appraisal District, didn't like that change, so they simply ignored the law. The argument is that they found that the law was likely unconstitutional, but Jack County Appraisal District did not exercise its right to challenge the constitutionality of that law with a declaratory judgment action. Instead, they simply ignored it and taxed the property as they could have prior to the change. That forced taxpayers across the state to exercise their rights and challenge the property and bring suit. Many of those suits made their way through the courts throughout Texas and ultimately ended up at the Texas Supreme Court in EXLP Leasing versus Galveston CAD. And that court.
Did you conform with the statute to obtain DHEI treatment in Palo Pinto County?
Yes, Your Honor. In fact, as a matter of law and the way that the code is set out, dealers are automatically dealers of heavy equipment inventory if they meet the statutory definitions thereof. And JW Power did, in fact, meet those definitions.
Did you actually report that any compressors were located in Palo Pinto County by serial number or certain type of other identifying information?
Your Honor, so yes, is the short answer. The explanation is for the appraisal of dealers' heavy equipment inventory, the reporting of individual compressor units is not a requirement of the code. Reporting of individual units is a requirement of the prepayment of the tax scheme in Section 23-1242. But it is not a prerequisite to treatment as a dealer of heavy equipment.
Well, didn't the Duval opinion find that the failure to include the individual compressors in those reports meant that they weren't subject to multiple appraisals?
Yes, Your Honor, the Duval opinion did conflate sections 23-1241 and 1242 in that opinion and effectively created a prerequisite where none existed. For 23-1242 for reporting those individual compressors.
Have you filed a petition for review in that case?
We did not, Your Honor.
Have you filed a petition for review in the Austin cases?
That deadline for filing petition is still outstanding, and that decision has not yet been made, Your Honor.
Go ahead, sir. Thank you.
So the Texas Supreme Court determined a few things in its decision in the EXLP in 2018. First, that the law was in fact constitutional. Second, that dealer's heavy equipment inventory has one single value. While the income from various units of compressors and of this inventory are used in the calculation of that value, it has a single value, and that value is in the what we'll refer to as a yard county, the principal place of business county, where that inventory is maintained, from which it's leased, and that's where the situs is for the compressors. So after EXLP was decided, again, almost 100 counties across Texas and various taxpayers entered into agreed final judgments for the suits that were then open. One such suit was a 2017 case against Jack County, appraisal district, including much of the exact same property, the very units that are at issue before the court today. And at that time, Jack County agreed that there was not situs for those compressors. Contemporaneously, JW Power entered into an agreed final judgment with the Palo Pinto County Appraisal District for tax years 2013 through 2017, which corrected full transparency to the court were some reporting errors that JW Power had previously had in that county of its inventory. So,
but that was a resolution of your 4141 protest, wasn't it?
For the 2017 case, yes. In Jack County? Yes, Your Honor. Yes.
Go ahead.
So after EXLP, JW Power figured out that there were a number of compressors in counties across the state, JW Power and other taxpayers, really, in counties across the state where they had not yet been removed from the improper counties, and filed protest in Jack County to remove those. And that protest was made under Section 2525C, both C2 and C3, for multiple appraisals and the appraisal of property that doesn't exist in the form or location where appraised. 2525C is a very limited remedy for taxpayers. Ordinarily, you've got 30 days from the time you receive a notice of value to protest, and that's it. But 2525C, in very limited circumstances, where the courts have said how they've defined 2525C protests, is that the objective facts would show a fundamentally unfair appraisal of property. And that's exactly what we have.
A fundamentally unfair appraisal of the property based on specific circumstances set out in 2525C, form and location, multiple appraisals.
That's correct, Your Honor. And while JW Power did have Chapter 41 protests of this property in the relevant tax years, 2525L of the Texas Tax Code makes a specific exclusion that regardless of a prior Chapter 41 protest that relates to value, and relates is a very broad term, and value is a term that has numerous definitions within the tax code. There's appraised value, market value, assessed value, taxable value. But 2525L says that regardless of a Chapter 41 protest in prior years, a taxpayer can bring a 2525C protest.
This for value.
No, Your Honor, the language of 2525L says regardless of if there was a prior protest related to value,
okay,
then they can bring a 25. So while there was a prior Chapter 41 protest in Jack County in those tax years, they related to value. Right there on the protest form, and I believe they're in the court's record at 1160 through 64, or maybe through 68, it is marked that the property should have been valued under Chapter 23-1241 as dealer's heavy equipment inventory. That's a protest about value. One of the boxes not checked on that form is whether the protest has to do with the form or the description of the property. So there wasn't actually a protest on that, and that's the 2525C 3 protest before the court today.
But so, the IRAN opinion disagrees with you about this, doesn't it?
Which opinion, Your Honor?
The JW Power versus Iran County out of Austin.
Yes, I must mispronounce that county, Your Honor. We've said Erie in the whole way.
It is Iran, but that's all right.
Yes, Your Honor. So the Third Court of Appeals in both the Iran and Sterling opinions indicated that res judicata applies. I think the court erred in its narrow reading of 2525L, determination of value. I believe they used language that said something about there not being a mathematical formula applied in the protest. Not sure where that comes from in the code section language itself, but certainly not in anything that we've read in the code section. And further, that opinion appears to deviate from the Texas Supreme Court and courts across the state's instruction that the tax code is to be liberally construed in favor of a taxpayer and as against the appraisal district. So the Iran courts, the Third Court of Appeals opinion, we believe is an error in those ways.
Are there any factual distinctions between the San Antonio opinions and the Austin opinions and the facts of our case, or do you just disagree with the holdings of those cases?
The facts are different, Your Honor. In the Duval opinion, or rather the Duval case, none of the individual compressors, and again, we disagree that there's a bit of conflation going on in that case of 23-1241 and 1242, but in that case, there were not individual compressor units that were reported to that Yard County. In Iran and Sterling, there in fact were some, and in this case, for the Palo Pinto County Appraisal District, there were, I believe it was 15 out of the 74 individual units across the 4 years were included on an initial monthly statement, but also the Palo Pinto Appraisal District, in exercising its rights to audit under 23-1241G and in finalizing the agreed final judgment in that case, did so. Audited, JW Power provided a listing of the compressors that rightfully should have been declared every month there and paid prepaid every month there, and that was included on the Palo Pinto appraisal rolls in their corrected and supplemental rolls.
For 13 through 16?
That's correct, Your Honor, and that is evidenced in the record at 13-18 in an affidavit by the Palo Pinto chief appraiser. So, Your Honors clearly have read the case and know what's going on here, but 2525C2 is a protest for multiple appraisal. The property was multiply appraised because appraisal of dealer's heavy equipment inventory happens one way, and that is by declaration to the Yard County. The Yard County has the authority, as I mentioned, to audit, to update those records, to ensure they're correct, and to correct their roles to reflect that corrected value. But it's only appraised by self-appraisal, by declaration in that county. As to the form and location protest under 2525C3, while dealer's heavy equipment inventory does not appear in Hammurabi's code, neither does compressors, neither do gas lift compressors. This is a different form of personal property as created by the legislature. And I think that's consistent with EXLP's holding that dealer's heavy equipment inventory has its own taxing scheme. This is something different. It is not taxed or appraised like ordinary business personal property under Chapter 20 or Section 2102. It has its entire scheme set to itself.
But DHIE didn't even exist when the tax code was promulgated in 79 and originally used the word form.
That's correct, Your Honor, and many
or
of the
DHEI,
cases.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Your Honor. And the cases that have dealt with it thus far don't really line up with the facts in this case either. The cases that have dealt with the term form, they generally refer to its description as either real or personal property or some other description on the tax roll. And this fits into some other description on the tax roll. Dealer's heavy equipment inventory has its own definition within 23-1241A6. It is defined with a physical description. It is part of a unit, as the Supreme Court has laid out, and it is treated differently. Almost all of the other cases relating to 2525C protests have been cases where it's a matter of situs existed in that county. There was, in most cases, a rendition of property. And the courts have said, we're not going to look behind the appraisal rolls. And we're not asking the court to look behind the appraisal rolls. We're asking the court to look at the appraisal rolls. Did Jack County Appraisal District appraise dealer's heavy equipment inventory as something other than dealer's heavy equipment inventory? And the answer is yes. And the dealer's heavy equipment inventory is located, according to EXLP, the inventory as a whole is located in Palo Pinto County, where JW Power paid its taxes, where it corrected the appraisal rolls, worked with the appraisal district there to fix those. And it is not within the purview or authority of the Jack County Appraisal District to say, well, we don't agree with the reporting or prepayment of tax that you accomplished in Palo Pinto, and so we're now authorized to tax the property. Treating the property that way would strip from the yard counties their authority to penalize the taxpayers for not properly reporting. Because anything that suddenly was not treated like dealer's heavy equipment inventory wouldn't have to be reported. And so the yard county would lose that authority. It would strip from the code its meaning in 23-1242 M and N, necessary provisions for appraisal districts to enforce compliance of the tax code. I'm running
but
low on
time. But you could have resolved that situation by appealing the 4141 determination.
Could you restate that, Your Honor? I think I missed
when you filed your original notice of protest, which you chose not to seek judicial review of, you could have obtained that relief. That could have solved the problem right there.
It could have, Your Honor, and that's why 2525C has such a limited scope of those protests that are available, and why L carves out that exception to res judicata.
I had a quick question. Did you say at the very beginning you complained about the appraisal district not seeking declaratory relief? Could you have also sought declaratory relief then?
Your Honor, yes. I think I believe it was nearly 300 cases that just our firm filed related to perhaps could have. However, due to the Chapter 41 limitations that ordinarily taxpayers pay attention to, you've only got 30 days to do that. And so seeking declaratory relief to find that it was constitutional would lose the taxpayer their right to appeal the appraisal itself.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I briefly, one sentence close?
One sentence, go ahead, sir.
Jack County Appraisal District had no authority to appraise the dealer's heavy equipment inventory form of property, nor to appraise it as the wrong form in Jack County. And the defiance of the legislature and now the Supreme Court's guidance led to fundamentally unfair taxation, which JW Power is entitled to protest under 2525. For these reasons, JW Power asks the court to reverse and remand as to attorney's fees and to reverse and render as to the matter before appeal.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor.
May it please the court, Your Honors, Kirk Swinney for the Appalachia Jack CAD. I'm joined by Mr. Chase Lewis and Littlefew Rose back to Jack CAD Chief Appraiser. Your Honors, this case is about whether the Appraisal Review Board decisions are entitled to judicial respect for their finality. It is about whether the exclusive and comprehensive remedies which the legislature has provided in the tax code are in fact entitled to judicial deference. It is about whether these compressors were taxed in both Jack and Palo Pinto County, if you get past the first argument, and it is about whether they existed in the form and location as described on the appraisal roll, which they certainly did. It is not about compliance with the EXLP decision. It is not about ill-gotten gains or ignoring the law. It is not about the remedies that the Palo Pinto CAD could have proceeded with, but did not. We're here to decide, were those 2013 through 16 orders, which were not appealed, entitled to finality? As is held in the Erie, and they pronounce it locally Erie, in Your Honor, regardless of the spelling, in the Erie and Sterling decisions, which are factually and legally undistinguishable from what is here today. There's just a bunch more compressors in Jack County than there were in either Erie or Sterling is all.
I thought there were some, as I read your brief, there were some compressors that may have actually been physically described in both Palo Pinto and Jack County. Could you talk about zero compressors in 13, two
Correct.
In 14, 10 in 15, one in 16? So there was some overlap?
Yes and no. They did report a few compressors in Palo Pinto County. They reported it in the first month of their leases only instead of every month, and so their total reporting rate was something less than 1% of what it ought to be. And so by reporting less than 1% of their compressors, 0% in some years, they claim that their inventory was appraised as a whole, as a unit, when it is just facially preposterous. In the Sterling and Erion decisions, there were also some early overlaps. In the Duval opinion, there were no overlaps.
But that really, she really didn't come up in Sterling and whatever we're going to call the other county. Because that was really predicated on race. Those holdings were predicated on race judicata.
That's exactly right, Your Honor. They held on the race judicata grounds and didn't even reach the multiple appraisal or the form and location argument. But what J.W. Power did, as I mentioned, they only reported a very few compressors and a very small amount of what they should have reported, and Palo Pinto did not put them on the roll as dealer heavy equipment inventory. Palo Pinto was laboring under the same conception that most of the other appraisal districts were, that the statute was unconstitutional. By the way, I submit the record is not developed about the post facto remedies pursued in Palo Pinto CAD, but regardless, even if it were, this case came out of a motion that was filed with the ARB in December of 2018. This case was filed in the trial court in 2019. Whatever judgment they may have reached with Palo Pinto CAD was after that. An appeal from an ARB decision is just that. It is an appeal at the trial court. Notwithstanding it is a de novo review, it is still an appeal. What J.W. Power is trying to do is post facto change the facts. When this case was submitted to the ARB, virtually no compressors, with the several minor that I reported in the brief, had been in fact reported in Palo Pinto County, and none of them had actually been put on the roll in Palo Pinto County. Now, notwithstanding that J.W. Power filed an affidavit with the ARB swearing that they had reported everything correctly and paid the tax timely. If you look in their affidavit to show what they paid in Palo Pinto County, it's the compressors that really were in Palo Pinto County, it's other personal property, and some of it's even dirt. If Your Honors get past the res judicata argument, which the Third Court of Appeal did not, and reach the form and location argument, which the Fourth Court of Appeals did, we'll find that form and location means, by repeated cases, the physical form and the actual location. No one disputes that these compressors were, in fact, in Jack County on the appraisal dates, and had been so for many years. No one disputes they were, in fact, compressors. Section 23.1241 of the tax code does not define some new species of property. It defines a new type of appraisal. Several cases are all cited in the brief. Most notably, most directly on point, of course, J.W. Power versus the Duval CAD holds directly opposite to their opinions. Altinger versus SPX, I think I've got that right. Altinger versus SPX. Altinger is the chief appraiser of Harris County, by the way. Says the form and location does not appeal situs. ETC Marketing versus Harris. Form and location does not appeal either exemption or situs. Titanium Metals versus Dallas CAD. Form and location means, was there anything there? Was there anything that was described on the appraisal roll, in this case as business personal property, in Dallas County? And there certainly was. In that case, there was a lot less than what they had estimated, but there was still form and location of personal property. In this case, the form of the compressors, the location of Jack County, certainly existed, and that remedy is not available. As far as multiple appraisal, I think we've addressed that. With very, very, very minor exception, there was no multiple appraisal. Even those pathetic few compressors that were reported to Palo Pinto CAD, one, did not get put on the roll, and two, were reported at a tiny fraction of what they were actually should have been reported in. Let me backtrack and address the 2525L argument. I should have before you one of the appendices. And it is a copy of one of the protests in 2013 through 2016. If you look on the back page of that, the highlighted material, what was protested is other. It should have been appraised as heavy equipment inventory under Section 23.1241 and 1242. These leased compressors are part of a heavy equipment inventory and qualify to be valued under those same sections. That's exactly what we're talking about here today. We're not talking about the value of those compressors. We're talking about whether they qualified as dealer heavy equipment inventory or whether they were just property like property is property is property. It is the very same thing. What 2525L says, that if you file a protest under 4141 on value, then you can still proceed and file a 2525C on something else. It does not say that you can file the exact same thing on a 4141 protest and a 2525C motion. And if in fact those decisions of the administrative body are entitled to any review, any deference, that must be the case. Furthermore, if in fact there is no res judicata precedent attaching to A or B orders, 2525L as well as 2525D1 are redundant statutes. Because if there's no res judicata preclusion from that initial ARB order, why do you need 2525L that says, well, if you file the protest on value, you can still file a 2525C? Not to digress, but it's the same thing with D1. That's all I have, Your Honors.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
May it please the court. Your Honors, regardless of the arguments made by Jack County Appraisal District, the fact remains that Jack County did not have the authority to tax JW Power in this case.
Is there anything in our summary judgment record about what your co-counsel referenced about this resolution with Palo Pinto County that he describes as after the fact?
Yes, Your Honor, there's an affidavit in the record from the Palo Pinto chief appraiser that states that the dealer's heavy equipment inventory that was declared to Palo Pinto for the tax years 2013 through 2016 did go in the appraisal roll in Jack County.
Is there any authority that you have that interprets form as used in 2525 in the way that you're advocating?
So the case law on form states that the description of the property is either real property, personal property, or some other description. So it's our argument that DHEI is a new form, but that would fit under the other description, the other type of property there. So that although it is a type of personal property, the cases that are relied on came out before and don't interpret DHEI.
Is there any case that says the tax treatment of a particular type of personal property is a question of form?
No, Your Honor, there's not. So the reason that the description of DHEI is so important is because if you have real property and personal property, it doesn't matter whether or not you describe that correctly for purposes of form, because you're getting treated the same way for tax purposes. It doesn't matter if you have $1 million in real property or $1 million in personal property. But here, if you have DHEI, it does significantly change the taxable value of the property. So putting DHEI as personal property does change the taxable value and becomes unfair.
I understand it may be unfair, especially from your perspective, but my question is whether that's a question of form.
Your Honor, I believe so, because of the fact that the cases relied on, say, real property, personal property, or some other description.
Which are the categories in the code?
I'm sorry?
Which are the categories in the tax code?
Yes, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
I'd like to address a few of Jack County's arguments in turn, specifically as to res judicata. 2525L is an exception to res judicata. Mr. Sweeney made the point that, you know, administrative orders are can, for purposes of res judicata, be a final order. We're not disputing that. The issue here is that 2525L lays out an express exception to res judicata if you can fit under those, excuse me, those terms. So J.W. Power's prior 4141 protest, which Mr. Sweeney provided, does relate to value. If you look at that protest specifically, the box is checkmarked other. It says expressly, should be assessed as heavy equipment inventory under section 23-1241 and 23-1242. 23-1241 in the tax code, the title is dealer's heavy equipment inventory value. It's hard to imagine how we, J.W. Power, can protest saying you're not valuing it correctly under 23-1241, but it does not relate to value for purposes of 2525L. Further,
but that's certainly an argument that the Austin court accepted.
Yes, Your Honor. So the Third Court of Appeals took a too narrow of an interpretation on 2525L. So the express words of 2525L state that the 4141 protest had to relate to value. Relate is a broad word. It doesn't say that it must be a value protest. So if you look to the definitions in the tax code, value is defined in multiple different ways. Specifically under one of those definitions is the assessed value, which defines that certain value as the way you value it. I'm out of time.
Go ahead, finish up.
So that definition specifically states that you look to chapter 23 to figure out the value. Well, 23-1241 is under chapter 23. So in our argument, 2525L does apply. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you all. Your arguments were very helpful. We appreciate them. Your case is submitted, and you all are excused. Thank you.